Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union. Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms. Perek Kufches, chapter 108. This is Rabbi Binny Marilis. Chapter 108 is very interesting. Before the obvious content of interest, from a structural point, it's rather fascinating in the sense that it appears to be a cut and paste, almost, to use a common term in the modern world, a cut and paste of portions and sections of Mizmorim, of chapters that we've already seen, which is easier for us because we've already seen them, we know what they talk about. At the same time, makes it more difficult here because the commentaries are short in their comments. The Malbim essentially doesn't really describe anything. He just simply describes that there's a conglomeration going on here. And he tells us to look elsewhere into the other locations. We'll see where those other locations are in a moment. We are, in this case, more satisfied by the Sforno and the Radak. And we'll see, and Rashi, of course, to see how they add and how they help us out. Says the Malbim in his introduction to the chapter, Hamizmor hazeh hu lakuach mishnei mizmorim shekvar ne'amru. This chapter is taken from two others that are already written. Min pasuk bet ad pasuk zayin, from verse 2 through verse 7, ne'emar b'sof mizmor nun ches, nun zayin, sorry. These are the end verses of chapter 57, which dealt with b'barchob mipnei sha'ul b'ma'ara, when he runs away from Shaul, and he ends up in the cave. Shehaya betachlis hayeush v'nosh apitom v'isorir kvodo v'or shachro. And he says that that in that situation was in a moment of yeush, of giving up, and then suddenly in a sudden salvation and light in his life. Min pasuk zayin ad sof hamizmor, and from verse 7 until the end, hu sof mizmor samach. It's the end of chapter 60. Shasham Sipir Gamkein Shekla Yisrael Hayu B'Tachlis HaYeush. He says that in chapter 60, he talks about how the nation was in a situation, in a status of giving up, of Yeush. V'nidme Elohem Shashem Ozvum U'Pit'om Noshu. And it was appeared to them that Hashem had left them, and suddenly, Hashem rescues them. Yochar kach hiber shnei ha'enyanim lemizmor bifnei atzmo lezamer l'Hashem al truas hayachiv al truas haklal. And he says, and then he took the two of those pieces, one about personal and one about national, and he strung them together essentially for the sake of here, lizko al yado hanei shenasa lo v'shenasa la'amo, and to remind us and to remember all that what the miracle that happened to them. And then it says the Malbim, Uprate Perushe Haksuvim, and the details of the explanation of the verses, Kasavnu Lamala, the Makomos and Iskar. Those are written in those places, Ayin Shavaduk. You can look in 57 and in 60. The Radak, in his introduction, offers sort of similar advice, although he goes a lot further. And let's learn a little bit of that Radak, and then we'll go through it. It's a short chapter, it's only 14 verses, and then we'll go through the chapter fairly quickly. So he says as follows, Zeh mizmor nechtav rubo b'mizmor samach. He says, majority of this text was written already in chapter 16. And he says, Ki v'sham kosuv ki nemar zeh mizmor b'hatzoso es aram naharayim. He says, and there it was dealing with a story that takes place at Aram Naharayim. It's essentially in the aftermath of a war. Okay. Vishina Osahena, he brings it here again. Lo yadanu lama. We don't know why. V'yafshar, ki sham ne'amar ala inyon shezochar, v'ata amar oso ala osid. And perhaps what was going on is that in chapter 60, it was at the time, on location, situation, when it was going on. And now it's talking about a sort of a prophetic sense going towards the future. So he says, "Lefikach lo zochar bozeh me'oso inyon hamilchama davar." So therefore, it makes sense that here he doesn't really detail any of the matter of the war, but rather the notion of the redemption. So he says, "Apsukim ashir shana bozeh shenamru ba'osam mizmor." The ones that he takes,
Nachon perusham akibutz galios. The verses that he takes are about kibutz galios, the gathering of the exiles. So yesuvu Yisrael limikom. The Jewish people should return to their place. And then he says, keep going. Sheshavu elamakom sheshalachu mehamalche Aram. That they will return to the places that were taken from them by the kings of Aram. And this, what he tells us in this chapter, certain specific places, Shechem and Sukkos and Gilad, and reminds us of some of the tribes, Menashe and Ephraim, is the future Malchus Yosef, Tashuv Lasi Tachas Melech Yehuda. So the verse in 9, which we'll get to, you have Gilad, you have Menashe, right? So that's, you have the land of Gilad, that's the land of Reuven. You have the land of Menashe, you have Ephraim, you have Yehuda, you have all those areas that are going to come back, and they're going to come back under the auspices and under the rulership of the tribe of Judah. Umash Zachar Moav Peleshes VeEdom, right? And that which he reminds us here about three of our enemies: Moav, Edom, and Peleshes, the Plishtim, which is in verse 10. So he says, Rotzel Omar, skipping a couple of lines, Hamakomos Shahayu Bahem Mikedem Elu Haumos, right? These are the places where those other nations were, and that they're no longer going to be in the future. So he says, and then he finishes out, skipping a couple more lines in the Radak, Mineak Zaha Mizmer Kulo Neamar Pa'amayim. This Mizmer is written really twice. Kimitchila Sa Mizmer Ad Laman Yechal Tsuni Didecha, until through verse 7. That's in Mizmor Nun Zayin, 57, which you mentioned. And then from there forward is in 60. So now what's the pshat here? Ela sheyesh beinayim shinu ma'at b'milo shonas v'inyon echad. And he says that there's some slight differences in terminology, but essentially the idea is the same. V'nei ha'kod b'ne'amarim al David atzmo. The originals are about David himself. V'zeh mizmor al yimos, ne'amar al yimos ha'mashiach. And this one is on the days of the Mashiach, of the coming days, the redemptive days. Okay. He says, V'amar ha-mizmer al-lashon b'nei ha-golus, v'al-lashon mi-shehu mi-zera David sh'tiyah lo ha-melucha. So he's speaking to the golus, the days of the golus going forward, and so on and so forth. So that's the essence of our mizmer, really, in short shrift. And you'll get the sense pretty quickly as to what's going on here. Without great depth, but I remind you to go look back in 57 and in 60 to see the personal piece, which I think is very crucial to the deeper understanding of what's going on, and to understand that it's not unheard of. Really, it's not unheard of for the Meshorah, the author, David HaMelech, to have similar verses in other places in Tehillim. Okay. So we have as follows. Shir Mizmor LeDavid, a psalm of David. Nachon libi Elohim, Ashira v'azamira ach kivodi. Right? My heart is steadfast. My heart is true. Hashem, I will sing and I will sing praises, even of my glory. Says the Sforno. Says like this. Nachon libi Elohim, right, my heart is true, my heart is right. Libi mufshat ata mimachshavos adam kihema havel. I have separated my heart, right, from human thoughts, which are meaningless. Ashira bepeh, singing with my voice, with my mouth. Azamra, and I will make song bekli with an instrument, which we'll see in the next verse. Af kivodi. Af kivodi, what's kivodi? Kivodi is my essence, says the Metzudas Tzion. Kivodi is the nesham, my soul. So says the Sforno, continuing the verse, Nachon umukdash l'ruach hakodesh, even my soul, I am ready, my soul is ready to receive. Right? Therefore, ura kivodi l'kabel hashefa eloki, therefore, I will awaken my honor, my sense of honor, my glory, to accept the pouring out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll do so in verse 3, Ura Haneva V'chinor Aira Shachar. Right? I will awaken, or I will awaken the day, either with the with the instruments, the psaltery and a harp. I will wake the dawn, or the dawn will be woken by them. Rashi brings a very famous chazal from the Gemara in Brachos, which we'll mention in a moment. And just a brief, just a snippet about the psaltery. The psaltery is essentially looks like a harp, but it's of a different type of an instrument than a classic harp. Thus, the two of them are mentioned here. Obviously, we know David HaMelech was famous for being a Baal HaKinar. He's able to play the harp. He's a musician. It says Rashi here in verse 3, Derech Shara Melachim HaShachem Ma'oram, the other kings of the world, the morning wakes them. Why? Because they're the king. They don't have to wake up so early. The morning wakes them. Va'ani, said David HaMelech, me, Ma'or Es HaShachar, I awaken the dawn. Shani Kam Chatzos HaLaylo, I get up in the middle of the night. Shahaneva V'Hakinor Ma'orani, because those two instruments, they awaken me. Kimosha Amu Rabbo Seinu, as we know, our rabbis teach us, Kinor Hayatalu L'mal Mitaso Shal David, that a kinor, a harp, was affixed above the bed of David. Kevan Shehegiya Chatzi HaLaylo, when it got to the middle of the night, Ruach Tzifonis Min Hashevis Bo, a northern wind would blow through it, V'humenagin Me'ilav, and then it would play on its own. The wind would move the strings, would play a song that would awaken David, and then he would go quote unquote to work. Work meaning he would then go and learn. So he would awaken the day, and not the other way around. And one can understand how someone being as sort of alacritous, a zaris of that nature, how it would be that the Shefa Hashem would rest upon them. Odcha ba'amim Adonai va'azamercha ba'le'umim. So he says, I will, it says the Sforna, we'll deal with the Sforna for a moment. So he says that I'm going to sing the praises, right? I'm going to give thanks of you amongst the peoples. Right, so he says, "Yehi ratzon she'odcha bebi'as kibbutz galios." Right, it should be your will, Hashem, that I should be there at the ingathering of the exiles. Right, who is Amim? Amim, you can say, is our people that are spread around amongst the nations. Vazamercha, right? I will sing, right? I will sing praises unto you from among the nations as well. Right, so he says, "Vazamercha," says the Sforno, "Melecha b'shir chodosh agi ulasenu mishibud malchios." And I will sing a song to you, a new song. Shir Chodosh. Shir Chodosh is the language in the male, right, in the masculine. So we said that's a song of the Geula, of the redemption, from the Shibud Malchios. So we have the Kibbutz Galios and the Shibud Malchios, right? All those two things going on at exactly the same time. Let's keep going. Kigadomi al Shamayim Chastecha, for your mercy, Hashem, your righteousness is above the heavens, right? Not just in the heavens, as we saw in another text, but above the heavens. V'akol ha'aretz kivodecha. I'm sorry, v'ad shrakim amitecha, the end of verse 5. And your truth reaches to the skies, right? It reaches the ends, right? You're everything, right? You reach to the ends of the earth. Right, the ends of the heavens. That's how great and mighty. If I can explain it in one way, that's the way I would explain it. That's how great your truth and your kindness and righteousness are. Ruma al shamayim Elohim. You should be exalted. You should be raised up above the heavens, God. Al kol ha'aretz kvodecha, and your glory should fill and be above. Really, be above. If you want to use the word room, is the word that's at the beginning of verse 6, and then room would be in the second half of verse 6 as well. So room al hashamayim. You should be exalted above the heavens. And exalted above the earth with your glory and your honor. Leman yechatzun yididecha hoshia yemincha va'aneni. Verse 7. Your beloved, right? Who is that? Right? Who is the beloved? So he says that's me, right? Who is the beloved? That's Klal Yisrael. That they should be returned. That they should be delivered. Yechatzun is delivered, right? Yididecha, your people. Hoshia yemincha va'aneni. You can save them, save us with your right hand and answer me, right? In the sense, it's almost like a text of a prayer. It's a person speaking to Hashem, Yiratzo, right? That should be your will. Elohim dibir bekotcho eloza. Hashem speaks in His holiness. And then I will exalt him. Achalka Shechem, that I should divide Shechem ve'emek Sukkos amadeid, and the valley of Sukkos, I will mete out, I will measure out the different pieces of property that will belong and that will be in the end of days. Right, we've now shifted to the second half of the text. This is from chapter 60. This is from, if you want to put a little line in here in your text, from here forward is from Perek Samach, and what was before this was from Perek Nun Zayin. So where it was before, it was in a certain sense. Now it sort of shifts into the other version. Here we're talking about the properties, we're talking about the locations. And he says, "Li Gilad, Li Menasheve Ephraim, Ma'oz Roshi, right? Yehuda Mechokiki. Gilad is mine, Menashe is mine, and Ephraim will be the defense. It will be literally the defense of my head, right? And Yehuda will be my scepter." Right? Essentially means that all those will belong to me. It says the Svarno, Shehei Magibarim be Yisrael, Ephraim and Asher and Yehuda. They are the strength of the Jewish people. Kulam Nichnaim and Nishmaim Elai. All of them are subjugated and listen, subjected to me and listen to me. Right? I'm the power. I am the force. Moav Sirachatzi Al Edom Ashlich Naali. Moav is for me like a washing pot, and Edom I will cast my shoes upon them. Right? Whereas the way the Sfarno says it slightly differently. What does it mean that they're going to be like a pot? He says, "Ashtamesh behem bebizayot." I'm going to use them in a non-flattering manner. I will embarrass them. And then with respect to Edom, he says, "En ol b'mivtzarim sheli yimredu bi." I'm going to tie them up that they will not be able, right? En ol from na'al, and en ol is to tie, right? Or to tie one's shoes, right? So to tie, I will tie them up so they will not rebel against me. Who will bring me into the fortified cities, right? Who will watch over me in those times? Minochani ad Edom. Who will lead me to Edom? Sfarno says that's in the times of the Churban. Halo Elohim zanachtanu. Is it not Hashem, right? Has not Hashem the one who cast us off? Velo teitzei Elohim b'tzivoseinu. Will not Hashem go forth for us? Will lead us and be our host? Will be the leader of us? Havalanu Ezras Mitzar Hashem, give us help against our adversaries. V'shav Chuas Adam, right? The salvations of people is nothingness. It's shav. It's empty. It's zero. Ve'Elohim Na'asachayil, v'hu Yavus Sarenu. Through Hashem, shall we be valiant, and through Hashem will it happen for us. V'hu Yavus Sarenu, and He will tread down upon all of our enemies, right? So he says that the Hashem is their power. Hashem is that force. He will tread upon our enemies. He will be that. As the Metzudas David, who we haven't quoted very often here, says as follows from the end here, as you have the following thing from verse Yud Aleph through the end. Let's learn a little bit of the Metzudas David. He says, Mi Ovileni, right? Who's going to bring us into the fortified city? Mi hu hanosin koach biyadi lichvosh ir mitzar. Who's going to be the one who gives me the strength to capture fortified cities? Umi nechani adedom laharog behem. And who has led me? Who will lead me to Edom to destroy them, to kill them? Hallo Elohim, hallo kol zehu mimicha Elohim. Is it not from you, Asher zinachtanu adhena? Right? Is it not you, Hashem? Right? Is it not you has gone forth? Right? Isn't that you? Right? Wasn't it you who cast us off? And so too won't it be you who will lead us out and who will be the one who will be in charge of us? Right? Now come and give us help from all the enemies. Kitshuas Adam Hishav Ein Bato Elas, because the salvation from the hand, by the hands of man, is nothingness and has no purpose. Be'Elohim Be'Ezer Elohim Nase Koach Lihischazek Al Haumos. Right, with the help of God, we will be strengthened and stronger and outstrengthen the other nations. V'hu Yirmos Es Hatzarim Hamatzikim Hatzarim Lanu. And he will be the one who will tread upon our adversaries. So in the sense here is you have the personal redemption and the personal victory, and then also you have the national victory as well. In the sense of the prayer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be there, l'man yechatzun yidecha, for the sake of the people, and then for the sake, as it was for him personally, as well. We'll continue tomorrow with Kuf Tes 109.